you know you're not going to get love and compassion when you're out in the jungle. That's what you get when you're at in home. And with us looking at each other as competition, that the home will never be a peaceful place for us. Stop looking at women as competition and look at them for who they are, your companion. Man, look, every time you leave the sanctity of your home, you're going to run into somebody who don't like you, somebody who hates you because of who you are or how you look, jealous of you because of what you got, envious of you because of they want what you got. And that's a normal day. Whenever you leave the sanctity of your home, you can expect those type of things to happen out in the world because there's no love. And for us as men, we're prepared for that, which is why we're not, as they say, vulnerable, which is why we don't wear our emotions on our sleeves, telling people how we feel all the time, because it's a jungle out there. It's kill or be killed. We know that there's snakes, friends, who are waiting to pounce on us or to attack whenever we slip in. Like I say, that's a normal day. And we've been prepared like that for centuries. We've been dealing that way for centuries. The thing is, just like men have been like this for centuries, you now have women being the exact same way. This is a new woman that we're looking at. And I don't think nobody's looking at it from this angle. Feel me on this. So I know the generational trauma that African Americans are going through, right? Because of slavery. I know what the trauma that they're dealing with right now. I don't think nobody's talking about the trauma that women have to be going through, because for centuries, they were protected. For centuries, they were provided for in the sanctity of their home or their village or whatever it was. They didn't have to come out and be demanding like they are now. So we're looking at a new woman, and it has to be traumatic for some of them. I think some of them meant for it. Like, you know what I mean? Some of them meant for it. But I think a lot of them don't want to be out there. They don't want to be out there providing and protecting. But they have to do it. They've been tricked or they've been pushed or forced to get out there in the work field to do those things. You know what I mean? They want a man to come in and take over so that they can relax. I mean, they still, you know what I'm saying, gonna do what they want to do, but what we give them as men is security and protection. So what I'm saying is, through all that rah-rah, you have to see past that rah-rah, dog. Like, you have to see past that. She wants to submit to you. She wants to trust you, because that's what's important to her. She wants to trust you. But you have to stop looking at her as competition and see her as a woman. So in the Japanese characters, there's a character that looks like this. It's like a rooftop, right? It's like a roof of a house. And underneath that symbol or that roof is the description of what a wife is, right? And this symbol means peace. I just think that's so beautiful, because that's what your home should be. You know you're not going to get love and compassion when you're out in the jungle. That's what you get when you're at in home. And with us looking at each other as competition, that the home will never be a peaceful place for us. Stop looking at women as competition and look at them for who they are, your companion. They can never be your competition. Genetically, it can't happen. They can't be on your level. And the thing is, she, when she sees you, she knows her position in your life. She's just waiting for you to get to a point where you can see her, where you can see her, where you can see her position in your life. Okay, how? Okay, you do that. You start off by doing that, being somebody that she can trust. See through all that rah-rah she talking, it don't, you know what I'm saying? It shouldn't faze you because she can't be on your level. Become someone she can trust. You know what I mean? Become a man of your word. Find a balance between being firm and being gentle, not being overly aggressive, and not being a pushover. This is how you start allowing her to take down that guard that she has up. Because that's all it is. It's a defense, just like it's a defense mechanism for us to be out there in the world, you know, not being vulnerable, not showing our emotions, you know, being loud and being demanding. It's the same thing for her. Because she don't trust the dude. Become somebody she can trust. And all that rah-rah she talking, all that, it's gonna calm down. And that's what's gonna allow that to calm down and for her to start trusting you. And y'all can build that home of peace. Because that's what we need. That's what we need for ourselves, for our well-being, for our children that we're going to raise. We need to establish that home of peace because it's missing. The home of peace is missing in so much, in so many areas. Bring the home of peace back, man. All right, man, that's all I got. Y'all be safe.